Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am joined by Perry Public Library Director Mary Murphy, and we're talking about some April events coming up at the library. So Mary, thank you once again for joining me.
Oh, you're welcome, Joe. Thank you for having me.
So lots and lots of events coming up in April, starting with the 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten Graduation. What can you tell me about this celebration and the program in general?
Well, we started 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten. It was a soft opening maybe 4 years ago, and then we plunged into it. I had visited another library that also does the program, and they said they have a graduation ceremony once a year in April where all the families go through this graduation. They wear caps and gowns. They get a certificate. We have a reception afterwards. For my part, I make a balloon arch, so we have balloons all around. It's a celebration. This is a whole family effort to read 1,000 books before kindergarten. And this is kind of a hallmark program to get the kids ready for school. Because if you've read to them 1,000 books before they go to school, they know things like reading preparedness, reading left to right on a page, understanding what a sight word is or those little words they can pick out themselves. If you've been reading them 1,000 books, you will be surprised how much vocabulary they have. There have been studies that said if you read to a child, and this is the goal of the program, that their vocabulary is so much greater than a child that does not have somebody reading to them. So there's lots and lots of goals that are met with this program, and it's exciting to see. Last year we had 11 or 12 graduates. This year we're hoping to have like in the range of 7 to 8, but we make it a very special occasion to mark these families' efforts. And it's the little kids that get dressed up, but it is a whole family effort.
All right. So that is on April 7th, correct?
Yes. April 7th is a Sunday afternoon. And if you want to see the library in action and literacy happening, you see these parents, these families, the grandparents come because everybody's been a part of this.
Absolutely. Now, the day after that is actually the beginning of National Library Week for 2019. So what can you tell me about National Library Week and how the Perry Public Library will observe it?
We always set aside this week to kind of highlight and say thank you to our patrons. The Friends always bake cookies, so it's the one time of the year you eat in the library and you can have a cookie. If you have fines, we have the food for fines. This is strictly for fines. You can bring in a canned good, and this helps the local food pantry also. So it's a win-win for everybody. They get fines reduced. The food pantry gets more food. We always have themes, and I think this year is about community, and that's what we live for, is to serve the community.
All right. So definitely encourage people to take part in National Library Week and visit between April 8th and 13th. Now, looking a little later in the month of April, a big event is the All Iowa Reads book discussion. What can you tell me about that event?
Well, All Iowa Reads, the Center for the Book, picks a book every year, and libraries all around Iowa have a book discussion about it. In the past 4 to 5 years, we've had George Minot come and lead this book discussion. The book picked this year is called This Blessed Earth. It follows a farm family, a year in the life of the farm family, the growing season. And it's kind of cool because Iowa and Nebraska are going together and having their annual conference in Omaha this year, and the author of this book will be at that conference. And so not only it's an All Iowa Reads, it's an All Nebraska Reads too. So when we collaborate, we have everybody reading the same book and everybody talking about the same book. It really speaks to the roots of people that come from Iowa, because we're very much agriculture state.
Absolutely. So that's Thursday, April 25th at 7 p.m. at the Carnegie for that, correct?
Yes.
All right. Now, shortly after that, you have the annual Friends of the Perry Public Library book sale. This is always a fun event. What can you tell me about this year's event?
Well, we have two book sales, one in April and one in October. And this year, it's April 26th and 27th. It's a Friday and a Saturday. It's from 10 to 2 on Saturday and 10 to 4 on Friday. We have books that we have been donated to the library and also weeded from the library collection. If you have never been to a library book sale, the books are really, really low priced. So it's a chance for us to do some fundraising, a chance for you to acquire some books, DVDs, $4. It's first come, first serve. And if you get there earlier, the selection of the books are greater.
Makes sense. All right. One last thing to talk about today is the Lifelong Learner's Coffee. And that is on a topic that I have no idea what it means. It's called glamping. What can you tell me about this event?
Elegant camping.
Elegant camping. Okay, glamping.
Yes. So okay. Glamorous camping. So in my past, when we were talking about camping and we were talking about tent camping with a cooler, glamping is more of what McKee does down on 141 with the big RVs. And there will be one at the program so we can go through it. So he is coming. We were actually having somebody from the Dallas County Conservation Board, Ken Kiefer, come and talking about glamping. It's a lifestyle. Sometimes when I go home on the back roads on P58, I go by the campground there and they're all hooked up. And so this is their getaway. And they kind of take all their amenities with them without all the household stuff. So glamping is glamorous camping. So not quite the tent camping of my youth. And it's not something that you have to have an RV for, because there are campgrounds and places to stay. That is glamping. I've just seen silos, not silos, but the aluminum round buildings that have been made into little glamping residences, and you can go there for the weekend. So it appeals to that getaway part of you where you don't have to think of all the essentials, like make the wood fire, make sure that you have water for your fire, and you can have some amenities of home.
All right. It's a new lifestyle, I guess.
Yes. Yes.
All right. So that coffee is on April 29th, correct?
Correct.
All right. Well, Mary Murphy with Perry Public Library, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
One thing, we will be closed on the 18th and 19th of April. We are switching over our software. You've heard this from people. And so what's happening on the 18th and 19th is that we will be migrating our data and the staff will be training for the new software. And it's more user-friendly. So if you've ever been frustrated by our software online of reserving a book or anything, this should be more user-friendly for everybody to do that online. Don't forget about the trivia for the fundraiser for the Friends, April 11th at La Poste at 6:15. Thank you.
Mary, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it as always.
Thank you, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Mary Murphy. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.